now. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. As always, drive safely home. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, the website 1700thechamp.com. I think I have all the podcasts up except for... I didn't get last week's all the way done. I think I'm like a week and a half behind. I'll try to get the rest of those done as quickly as I can. Whew, what a weekend. It was just a weekend. It went really fast. It's incredible. So many sports things going on. Have so much stuff to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about our sponsors, BetMGM, Northwest Bank, and Laser Home Services. We'll talk more about them during the show. It's great to have all of them aboard and enjoy having them on the show. Couldn't do the show without them. Where to start? I think we have to start with football. You had your two semifinal games this past weekend. Great games. A lot of fun. And, you know, if you were taking a head count, and you had to, man, if you had to pick the Super Bowl champions before this game, I don't know how many people out there had the Bengals and the Rams. I think you had a bunch of other ones, but just those two, I bet not as many as possible. Let's talk about, we are a Kansas City Chief affiliate, so let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs first. Talk about a game of two halves. And maybe a game of less than 1 minute. And I'll explain that in just a second. It turned out to be a really good game. These two teams had played, my gosh, what, 3 weeks ago? 3 or 4 weeks ago at most. With the Cincinnati Bengals coming back from being down and beating the Kansas City Chiefs. That was in Cincinnati. Their quarterback, Joe Burrow. For all of you out there that don't think he's an up and coming superstar, he is definitely an up and coming superstar. For somebody that truthfully is in his, first full year without injuries, it's pretty amazing what he has done. I've been having a discussion on Twitter. We were going back and forth on offense and defense, and it's Rob Luther, who I respect amazingly a lot. And he was saying, you know, what the Rams had, having that kind of pressure, having that kind of D line, maybe I want a D line over a quarterback. And I disagreed because I don't think that's what the NFL is anymore. It's not refereed as a defensive league. It's not set up to be a defensive league. Seriously, and I think the Rams' defensive line is really good. You have Von Miller, you have Aaron Donald, two of the best players of all time at their positions. San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, it wasn't like the Rams' coach, Sean McVay, wasn't trying to give his buddy the game and be 0-7 on that one, but it's a crazy thing to see how these games turned out. So let's because I think they turned on offense and I think they turned on defense. Let's go back. So the first half, all the way up until 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, right before halftime, the Kansas City Chiefs were just devouring the Cincinnati Bengals. Time of possession, their defense was playing really well. They had Cincinnati back on their heels. And one of those things that happens, and I'm a firm believer in this, and I thought about this on the way in today, is I think Patrick Mahomes is one of the most talented quarterbacks that I've ever seen. I didn't say he's the best quarterback that I've ever seen, but just on pure talent, of just all kinds of abilities, to get the ball into places a lot of other quarterbacks can't do, won't do, shouldn't do, wherever you land there. And I think the worst thing that happened to the Kansas City Chiefs is he scored a couple of touchdowns by not running with the ball when he's pressured, but by running around with the ball and waiting till the last second to throw the football, and good things happened. The problem with doing that is good things don't always happen. And when you get accustomed to doing that, it starts to hurt game planning. Now, go to these last 2 minutes. A field goal gives them a... would have given them a 24-10 lead, a 2-touchdown lead. And to Andy Reid and to Patrick Mahomes, if I sit on this radio show and say that I think Eric Bieniemy has more to do with play calling than other people do, I have to put Eric Bieniemy in there as well. The way that drive was going, if you want to give Patrick Mahomes a down to try to do something, give him a down. I would have said, you don't even throw anything even close. Throw everything into the stands unless it's wide open. But Patrick Mahomes, being Patrick Mahomes, he was on fire in this first half. And him moving around and his maneuverability and able to throw upside down almost, sidearm, whatever, it cost them. And I think in the whole last 30 seconds that he just lost his football brain. This is the Cincinnati Bengals. This is the team that you had a lead on and you lost. That was at their place. You're at home. Take the 3 points. And he looks over to Andy Reid after he threw a ball away and said, give me one more try. And if you watch the end of that last try, you would swear that Patrick Mahomes thought they had a timeout. They did not. Another very interesting thought process for the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, their coach's ability to burn timeouts and burn timeouts on challenging plays that they never win. It came back to bite them. He threw a pass that he shouldn't have thrown. He should have thrown it into the ground. They come out with a second left and they kick a field goal and they probably go on to win that game. Now, for those that are saying, hey, and this is for my nephew Kale. Kale is a huge Cincinnati Bengal fan and he was so happy and I am happy for him. But if they kick that field goal there, the whole attitude going into halftime is totally different. Now, take the play that happened. They don't score a touchdown. They don't get to kick a field goal. Who's going into halftime happy? You have half the Chiefs mad because they didn't kick a field goal to give a bigger lead. You have the other Chiefs mad because, man, I wish that play would have worked. And you have the Buffalo Bills screaming and yelling, even though they're down. They are still down 21-10. But they're screaming and boosted up because they stopped the Kansas City Chiefs on the 1 yard line. They didn't let them score. They didn't get a field goal. And now we got a chance. That's with my buddy that comes in here, my partner in crime, Scott Brower. And he's going to be in here on Tuesday and Thursday this week. We always look at each other and go, you're saying we got a chance. It's a great movie line, by the way. And the Kansas City Chiefs, unbeknownst to them, that happened. You know, they were kind of upset. Man, I wish we would have scored that touchdown. You know, you got Patrick going, my bad, my bad, my bad. And so that's the way they went into the locker room. The Buffalo Bills are excited. Kansas City Chiefs get the ball first. They have all this energy. They come back out and they stop the Kansas City Chiefs in 3 plays to start the second half. And that's where the momentum in the game changed. All of a sudden, now Joe Burrow, and a couple of times he got the ball knocked down and got sacked a couple of times. now he's getting away. They're running the ball. They're moving the ball. And all of a sudden, when you get done with the third quarter, it's 21-21. And you go in the fourth quarter. The third and the fourth quarter probably is the worst that I've seen Patrick Mahomes play. And I don't know if it was scheme. I don't know if the offensive line was tired or the Buffalo Bills defense, just the front of their defense just said, we are not going to let you have a pocket for the rest of the day. Patrick Mahomes threw the ball away. He threw bad passes. He missed wide receivers. He had a bad game. Now, there's a lot of people on radio today going, well, what do the Kansas City Chiefs really have here? You know, what do they really have in Patrick Mahomes? Okay, folks, he went to four AFC championships and had all four of them on his home field. He took two of them and went 1-1 in a Super Bowl and lost the other two on last second plays. Okay, so does Pat Mahomes need to refine his football thinking? Because the NFL is catching up with him. They know how to this sounds weird. They know how to bait him into doing things that he thinks is open and it's not. In their winning streak coming up to this, and in the first half, they're blowing up chunks on rushing, and he's rushing for a couple of first downs. In the games before that, Patrick Mahomes running the football was the reason that they were winning football games. He was picking up huge chunks of yards. Didn't do that so much yesterday. And Joe Burrows, in the second half, made big pass after big pass after big pass. And if he wasn't passing, he was becoming Patrick Mahomes with, I don't know if it was three or four, huge first down pickup runs. And it came down to Kansas City still had a chance. And this is the last part of the thought process. And I'm going to give you who I think is, and to blame is such a, I mean, they lost a football game, okay? They didn't, you know, there are worse, way worse things in the world. I do not think that their game plan in the second half was very good. They barely even tried to run the ball. Patrick Mahomes, they couldn't stop Cincinnati. They were getting pass rush, couldn't finish that. People were open, but they were short of first downs, missed tackles, missed tackles, missed tackles, missed tackles. So all those little things added up to big things. So you have this last drive, and you made a huge stop, drove the ball down, let's say, inside the 30-yard line, and Cincinnati has no timeouts left. So you control the football game. And the plays that were called and the plays that were run don't equal up to a team that was prepared to fight the fight that they had with the Cincinnati Bengals 3 weeks ago again. The last three plays that they had on offense almost cost them a chance to kick a field goal to tie, all the while trying to run the clock down to maybe score a touchdown, but the worst, this was in the mind. The worst case scenario is we want to kick a field goal and not leave enough time. And I was sitting downstairs in the basement yelling and screaming. Since when? If you're going to play your whole last 4 years by the seat of your pants and going at people, why do you become conservative when you could have scored a touchdown? And then all you have to do is go up to your defense and say, you guys are great defense. We love you guys. All you got to do is not let them score a touchdown. And they're going to have a minute and a half left. But they ran some very strange plays. And Patrick Mahomes scrambling around like he did. Go back to my first point. when he is successful at points and times of running around and getting people open and then throwing the ball, he wants to do it all the time. His biggest thing in his scouting and in his first 4 years, doesn't really like to pass from the pocket. And it cost them. On one running around, he fumbled the ball, just barely got it back. On the next one, he takes a 11-yard sack. And they have to end up kicking a, I can't see what the, how long a field goal, but it wasn't a gimme field goal. It was over 40 yards. So they go to overtime. And this is where it starts again. Coin flip. Cincinnati calls. They're wrong. Kansas City gets the ball. Social media blows up. Here we go again. Kansas City comes out and does not have... They're just discombobulated now. Going to overtime, I thought, there's no way. Unless we get a big kickoff return or Cincinnati makes a mistake, there's no way. Our head is not in the same place that it was. And Cincinnati's is swollen up four times its size. He ends up going deep down the field, and it gets picked off, and Joe Burrow makes a couple of runs again, makes a couple of passes, they have two or three runs from Joe Mixon, and they kick a winning field goal. And that's your season for the Kansas City Chiefs, and congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll finish up with this one, then we'll talk about the second game. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be back, talk a little bit more about Kansas City, then we're going to jump in to that San Francisco Rams game. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website is 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ this week. Texas versus Texas Tech on Tuesday. That'll be a fun game. A lot of athletes on the floor then. Wednesday, you and I, Bradley. That's going to be a very good game as well. Saturday, you're going to get UConn, Villanova. And then you get a repeat. You and I is going to be at Drake at 4:30 pregame there. And then on Sunday, you have the Pro Bowl 1:30 pregame there as well. If you need to have either your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical done, give Laser Home Services a call. It's 515-654-5249. This is what's going to happen when you give them a call. You're going to get great customer service right up front. They're going to figure out what you need. They're going to figure out who needs to come. They're going to give you a time frame. They're going to give you text messages. They'll email you. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that you know when the service guy is going to get there. My service guy happens to be Mr. Jerry McGuire. Very, very good. Very professional. He showed up at the door. He came in. He discussed all of our options, what we need, what's the best route to take. Put everything down. We knew the cost before we said yes. And then they took care of the issues. I also purchased a new furnace as well. I am extremely happy with the customer service. I'm extremely happy with Laser Home Services. Once again, give them a call, 515-654-5249, or go to laserhomeservices.com and give them a try. You will not be disappointed. Okay, so just to give it up, give a wrap up. The Kansas City Chiefs rushed the ball 24 times. They threw 39 times. They rushed the ball 24 times for 139 yards, a 5.8 average. They were having success running the ball. It was keeping Cincinnati off balance, and they kind of got away with that in the second half. So my last take on on this. And if you listen to a lot of sports radio today, they're probably giving you these same takes about, number one, the Cincinnati Bengals. Happy for Zach Taylor. Happy for Joe Burrow. Their defense played an amazing second half. Their offense did exactly what it needed to do when it exactly needed to do it. Joe Burrows is a rising star. I don't think you can put him up there in the, you know, in the some of the other conversations, but I think he's close. And he's going to the Super Bowl. So here's the biggest one for me, for Cincinnati. I think Joe Mixon might be the best kept secret in the world. He had a great game. And they have talent. And it's going to be very interesting to see what they do in the Super Bowl. On the Kansas City side, this isn't the first time that Kansas City has lost a game they probably should have won. Based on, if you listen to everybody, I don't, questionable play calling, questionable challenges, using timeouts. Andy Reid's a great man, a great coach. And sometimes, as the same as I said about Patrick Mahomes, sometimes they just get so caught up in it that they think that they can do what they want, when they want, all the time. And I just don't know if that's possible in the National Football League. And they're going to have to take a deep look because, you know, this was kind of the year that you could do a lot. Patrick Mahomes' big salary doesn't kick in until the one coming up on the books for next year. I still think you need some offensive line maneuvering. And after watching, and this is my last, after watching Cooper Kupp yesterday, I think the one thing that Kansas City might be missing, I don't think Tyreek Hill is a great route runner. I think he's an amazing athlete, and what a game he had yesterday. I think Travis Kelce is, but you can take Travis Kelce away. Then I think they have a bunch of pieces that play great. I think they need one more guy. It hurt them not having Sammy Watkins. It hurt. I mean, it disrupted what they can do. I think one more guy that is your go-to guy, and you have two of them, and you have Kelce, and you have this person who's your 10 to 15 yard guy that can make catches and not drop balls when they need to be caught. And then their defense, I mean, they had a hard time. It was like one, two, three plays every drive. Either a missed tackle, maybe a little bit of a blown coverage, and not tackling a couple of times. Especially in the backfield when they had Joe Burrow a couple of times. And Joe Burrow's big enough that he got away. Okay, let's jump over. Let's jump to the San Francisco 49ers and the LA Rams. Here's the crazy thing. If you are a fan of the LA Rams, even before we get started, I think it's amazing. That's the second time in, I don't know how many years, 4 years, 5 years for Sean McVay. First thing that Sean McVay did yesterday with the win is he's not 0-6 anymore against Kyle Shanahan. He is 1-6. And the one was very important because it was to go to the Super Bowl. The LA Rams have to do something. Stan Kroenke, from listening last night, maybe not the most popular owner in the world, that's an amazing facility. And yesterday, you couldn't tell whose facility it was, because it just as well could have been the San Francisco 49ers. The biggest thing that I heard all day on the TV was, oh my gosh, look at that. The LA Rams are having to use a silent count to play offense on their home field. That is crazy. Let's talk about that game for a little bit. Jeremy, one of my partners I had here, huge San Francisco 49er fan. I would assume that he was pretty happy. They in the third quarter, they're up 17-7. They're playing really well. Their defense comes up with big stops. Debo Samuel took an enormous hit. And that started kind of a social media cry, saying that that, you know, was that a good hit, a bad hit? I mean, as an NFL fan, if that hit would have been called and you'd have been penalized on that, then as a defensive coordinator on football teams, I don't know how you play football. He's coming across the middle. The ball's in his hand. You didn't hit him anywhere but his chest. It looked horrible, but that's football. I mean, I know that Terry Bradshaw is sitting there watching that game going, are you kidding me? You think that's a bad hit? Go back and look at some of the film of Terry Bradshaw getting slammed, clotheslined, pile-drived. It's incredible. But if that would have been flagged, I think the NFL would have been in trouble. There was a taunting penalty on San Francisco that might have cost them the football game. Horrible. Needs to go away. It does. If these big boys can't take a little taunting in football, when you're letting them do all the things that they're doing on the defensive and offensive lines to each other and all that stuff, and you're going to call stuff taunting, that's just ridiculous. That's got to go. That's not cleaning up the game. That's making the game look really silly. My other thought, just before we get into the game, Colin Cowherd today, I listened to him a little bit today, and I think I put it on social media right after the LA game last night. The NFL understands that people want to see playoff football during the regular season. Some of these crews average 12 to 18 penalty calls a game. And that's just the ones that were taken. There's all kinds of penalties that get declined. I think they had 9 and 11, maybe, this weekend. That's what football fans want. We don't want the referees. We don't want there to be malicious hits. We don't want cheating. We don't want you not to call the obvious. You can call offsides. You can call all that. If you're going to call holding, it better be a massive holding, because everybody is holding. If you're going to call pass interference, I don't think I had a problem with any pass interference calls. I had a problem with the taunting call. I think that's a stupid rule. But other than that, I thought their group did really well. Game-wise, Matthew Stafford, not a lot of time. I think Sean McVay did make some good moves. Trying to change the count, maneuver people around, just do some different things. Bosa just pinning his ears back and going, man, what a talented family that is. It's crazy. So you get into the fourth quarter, and it's 17-7. I think it got to 17-10, and right in the beginning of the fourth quarter, and all the great things that everybody had said about Jimmy Garoppolo into that up till the end of the third quarter, I'm going, man, I'm on social media again. How exactly do you get rid of him? I mean, he's playing really well. I understand the salary cap. I get it. And you got a lot of players, you know, they're in the same boat as everybody else is. How am I going to turn all this around? How can I manipulate my contracts to get where I need to be? But man, how am I getting rid of Trey Lance? He hadn't played much. Man, what am I going to do? And then the fourth quarter came. And Jimmy Garoppolo became the Jimmy Garoppolo that there's a Jimmy Garoppolo that we go, oh my gosh, that is just about to a point where he's an elite quarterback when he's on, to, oh my gosh, Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be back with the San Francisco 49ers, and their quarterback's Trey Lance. And it looks like everybody's okay with that. And when I say everybody, it looks like the team is okay with that. The coaching staff is okay with that. The ownership group is okay with that. Man, that's harsh. And that's what it looks like. And the last three drives that they had, and here's the telling thing of all. And that this is on the other foot. It's fourth and two. I think they're on just on the other side of the 50. between the 45 and 50. If I'm a little off, I apologize. And it's fourth and two, and he doesn't go for it. And he punts. And he said today that he wouldn't have gone for it. He was punting that whole entire time. Even when Sean McVay is giving away all of his timeouts and losing all of his challenges. And I'm social media in the heck out of Sean McVay. I'm like, who's telling you to throw that red flag? You have you saw officials there with them, and I think that's a really good thing. So the coaches get a little bit, they get a little bit of knowledge before everybody else does. They have two officials on the side with headphones. They're listening to the whole game, and they're talking back and forth. And I think you can see the officials looking at him going, yeah, don't throw the flag. Don't throw the flag. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. And he does. And they don't get the play in time. And the crazy thing is, once again, this goes back to the LA Rams. It's a home game. They can't get the plays in because they can't hear because the San Francisco 49ers fans screaming and yelling. But Matthew Stafford steps up and has a fourth quarter that everybody dreams about to get to the Super Bowl. And now Matthew Stafford gets to look at everybody and say, yeah, it was Detroit. They wasted a lot of years of my life. I'm glad I'm here. And we're going to the Super Bowl, and I'm happy, and I just want to go home and crash for a couple of days. And then I want to get out here, and I want to win this game. Odell Beckham Jr., people in Cleveland, man, you loving on Baker Mayfield and hating on Odell. I think you just found out Odell Beckham can play, but you got to keep him happy. He made some huge catches. And I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. Cooper Kupp is, I don't know how to explain him. If you looked at him, you would think he's walking around serving alcohol at a bar. And he gets open. He makes every tough catch. There's nothing that he didn't do yesterday. He blocks. They bring him and motion him into by the line to be one of their lead blockers on run plays. And then he runs routes out of it too. And that's what a lot of these teams are missing right now. They have all kinds of talented people. And they can fly. They can jump. They can do all that. The one thing they can't do, they don't know how to run precise routes. And Cooper Kupp does. Kyle Shanahan is an offensive guru. Debo Samuel barely touched the ball. Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay, Cooper Kupp is his dude. Touched the ball all day long. Kittles, nothing. LA Rams, fourth string tight end. Huge catches up and down the field. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back after this break.
Sign up.
Fair offer. Why? Because we want to bring you a real
home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Steen on Sports. Bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook as well at 1700 The Champ. This segment's going to be sponsored by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Go in, open up an account, tell them Steen sent you, and see what Northwest Bank can do for you. What they're going to do is they're going to put your mind at ease and take care of all your banking needs. They're going to explain to you what your banking needs are. You're coming in thinking, well, I've got a couple of banking needs. I need a checking account. I need some things. They're going to help you get through all that and make sure that you know you're the most important thing at this bank. That's the type of bank that it is. They're going to make everyone feel like they're part of their bank and their group. It's that's like being treated like family, and that's a great thing. They have a lot of locations across the state, 3 locations in Omaha. Great bank, great product, great people. What more do you need? Nothing. You need Northwest Bank to be in your life. Member FDIC. Okay, so kind of finishing up. Fourth quarter, Jimmy Garoppolo needs a drive and in a about ready to get sacked, throws an interception. They need the game out. And that's probably Jimmy Garoppolo's last snap with the San Francisco 49ers. Another one of the things that I said on social media today, and I get the people that you know, when you're looking at the LA Rams and you have a defense like that, it's so nice to have that kind of defense. But until they got Matthew Stafford, it was never easy to get over that hump. And I think the whole entire time that Jimmy Garoppolo has been at the San Francisco 49ers, he's had chances to get over that hump, and he always makes that one mistake at that integral part of time, missing a pass when in the Super Bowl. You know, overthrowing a couple of guys yesterday on huge third downs. It's a difficult situation for the San Francisco 49ers if there's no one on the horizon that they're looking for, because we don't know anything about Trey Lance to a certain extent. You know that he's talented because you have the coach. Coaches are getting smart anymore. They don't come out and say that, hey, this is talent. We just need to work with it. But if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you have this defense, and if Jimmy Garoppolo is no longer there, you're gonna have some cap money, a little bit, not a lot. Trey Lance isn't costing you anything. Now Kyle Shanahan's going to get paid all that money that everybody wants to pay him to take this next quarterback and be their quarterback. Is that always what's going to happen? I have no idea. You never know in the NFL. They always can throw a little bit. The fact that Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't think, will be at San Francisco, I think that's pretty certain. I just don't think there's a lot of trust there. And all these things that we've talked about with the NFL, the biggest thing that you have to have is your head coach and your quarterback have to be on the same page and trust each other and have each other's backs. And I don't, after seeing some of the play calling and some of the things, that is not there. Now, can Jimmy Garoppolo go somewhere? If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, would I rather have Mason Rudolph or Jimmy Garoppolo? I want Jimmy Garoppolo. If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I think I might want Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, you can go down a pretty big list here. If I had to go through here for the NFL, looking at the standings, I mean, you're looking, you know, Buffalo's good, New England's good. Miami, I don't know what you do there. I think the Jets are going to roll with who they have. I think the Steelers, it's a good fit. If I'm Cleveland, I'm looking. If I'm Tennessee, I may be looking. If I'm Denver and I can't get Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking. If I'm... Man, Washington. I don't know what Washington's going to do there. Like I said, Minnesota. I'd be looking. New Orleans. I'd be looking. Carolina. Here's the part that I don't understand about Carolina: is you get 4 good games from Sam Darnold, and you extend his contract. That was a lot of money, a lot of cap space hit. And then he plays horribly. that probably wasn't the greatest thing to do there. So there's people out there that need that. So you have a 10-7 San Francisco 49er, upset the number one seed, gets beat by the LA Rams to go to the Super Bowl, and they're looking for a quarterback. Now they have I get it. They have Trey Lance. I get that. But it's just, I'm like, oh man. Okay. Super Bowl odds coming out. The first that I've seen, and it hasn't changed since I looked, Rams -4. And the over-under is 48.5. And that place is going to be, it looks, that facility looks amazing. The LA Rams are the visiting team, but they're going to get their home locker room, and the Cincinnati Bengals will be in the Chargers' home locker room. I don't think, probably since there are two teams there, I doubt locker rooms there's a big difference between the two. So that is where we're at. Now we get 2 weeks of Super Bowl hype. You get some off-season stuff. You would assume now that you are going to start getting some football hires. So far, you have, where am I at here? We are at the Minnesota Vikings have hired a general manager. They're still looking a little bit. You have the got it right here. Josh McDaniels. I forgot that one. There, that one's done too. That is Las Vegas. Josh McDaniels going to Las Vegas with another New England Patriot GM. I think that's a good move. If I'm Derek Carr, I'm happy. I'm extremely happy, actually. I know that I have somebody that is going to take care of play calling and try to help me be better in the passing game and the running game. I think that's a great hire. Nathaniel Hackett goes to Denver. Denver's just waiting to see who their quarterback's going to be. Could be Aaron Rodgers, could be Jimmy Garoppolo. Who knows who else it could be. The Chicago Bears, Ryan Pohl came from the Kansas City Chiefs. He hired Matt Eberflus, a defensive coordinator. Kind of iffy on that. Waiting for the rest of the staff to come through. Young quarterback, going through his, you know, just another offensive coordinator. It's tough. The New York Giants bring in Brian DeBall, Joe Schoen from the Buffalo Bills. If I'm Daniel Jones, I'm happy. I get one more shot. And for all those people out there that Daniel Jones doesn't have any talent, Daniel Jones was in a system that it's no different than what happened to Baker Mayfield. What happened to Baker Mayfield in his first 3 years in the NFL was a travesty and appalling. Now, sometimes it makes it hard to be on his side because he's so boisterous and social media savvy and all that. Daniel Jones hasn't done that, and Daniel Jones was not taken care of, and he was not put in a system that works. So maybe Brian DeBall is his answer. We're going to find out, and you're going to find out really quick. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after the top of the hour break.
Here's
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.